Incumbent District 5 council member Steve Cornell is running unopposed after his opponent dropped out of the race. Now Cornell finds himself with a different kind of challenger. Voters will have the option of voting for him or choosing to hold a new election. Cornell told voters he has plans to bring an item before council that would immediately stimulate job growth throughout the city.
They're getting very low interest rates because they're safe investments. I mean, sometimes 0.02 of a percentage point. It's almost not worth having it. So my proposal, which will come forward in the next 3 months, I'm still fleshing it out, but will be to take some of that money that's already slated to be spent on projects that are already in the queue for several years out and through the penny for Pinellas, pull that money forward, take that money, buy our own debt, pay ourselves back at 3 or 4% interest so we keep our good credit rating, and it pulls up our projects so our construction industry gets a boost right now. I think it's good, sound financial decision and good for jobs and our construction industry, and right now we can get it done now.
And District 3 candidate Brent Hatley has plans for job creation too. He wants the city to go green.
I've stayed at a house in California for 8 days. It's the largest freestanding structure in North America that everything runs on solar. So ladies and gentlemen, it can be done. It takes rolling your sleeves up and getting it done in a number of ways. And one of those ways is getting USF St. Pete to start a program for green energy. So we attract the students. We need to attract the businesses here in solar. We need to take advantage of the federal grant money that's there for solar. We get in Florida about 71 cents for every dollar we send to Washington. There's no reason a state like Alaska should get $1.91 for every dollar they send to Washington, and we get 71 cents. We can circumvent the governor and get some of that federal grant money in St. Pete to create jobs in the area of solar energy and wind energy.
Hatley's opponent, incumbent Bill Dudley, said he is a better listener, and that's what residents need.
People call me all the time. I'm there for them. I give my personal cell phone number out in my neighborhoods and to anybody else who wants it. I'm there 24/7, partly, you know, because I retired from teaching. It gave me a sense of responsibility to my community, and I love the job I'm doing. I think I'm good at it. Because, quite frankly, when nobody else listens, I will.
The race for that seat is an interesting one. Dudley, a retired teacher, knew Hatley when he was a student. Hatley has said he is conflicted by challenging a former mentor for his chair in the council chambers. Nevertheless, he continues to face off with his opponent on topics like foreclosures.
Not only is it a problem in the neighborhoods, it's also backing up our court systems, something fierce. And that's troublesome because people that really do need to get their day in court are waiting months and sometimes years before they even get in front of a judge. It's holding up everything from family court to criminal court. It's really a problem. We also need to show leadership and pull communities together. In our neighborhood, which is the Fossil Park neighborhood, we do pull together. And sometimes for abandoned properties, you have to mow the grass and keep it up to keep that neighborhood looking good.
And Dudley said he wants to continue work on the Pinellas Safe Harbor shelter to include programs that will help people out of shelters and back into society.
The plan that we're copying from Texas is they provide food, shelter, and they give them an opportunity to find jobs. They train them to be able to go out into the workforce. They train them to be able to go back and live on their own. And I think these are the areas where we need to pick up the pace and do a little bit more with. It's all about the dignity of the individual.
The candidates were asked about their position on tax hikes. Everyone gave a blanket no to the idea of raising city revenue through tax increases, except District 1 candidate Charlie Gerdes.
Public safety is the only service that I would even contemplate raising taxes for. We just had our 19th homicide in the city of St. Petersburg the other night, a home invasion that went wrong and a homeowner got killed. If budget cuts require us to start thinking about cutting our police department and public safety service, I think it would be the responsible thing for the city of St. Petersburg to consider raising revenue in some way to make sure that service does not suffer. I will not compromise public safety.
Gerdes is running against former city council member Bob Kirstein. Wengay Newton, who is running against Gershom Faulkner, is the current District 7 council member. He said voters should research what each candidate has done for their city by using a very popular search engine.
And all you do, Google, www.google.com, Wengay Newton, and see what I've been doing for the past 4 years for the people in the constituency of this city. It's very simple. And Google everyone's name up here and see what you get. And then make up your mind. Don't go by any colorful brochures or fancy shirts or slogans or commercials. Google. And all you do, Google.
The general election will be held on November 8th. The seven candidates will be on the ballot along with three amendments and a referendum authorizing city council to grant economic development ad valorem tax exemptions. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.